They've caused an awful lot of anger among a lot of business people. A lot of the works that they've carried out over the last year in Letterkenny, a lot of the investment has very much welcomed, but I think the way the contractors carried out some of the work leaves a lot to be desired. And I think their work practice as well, the most recent being the road closure last week in the Ballyrean area, which they didn't engage or didn't consult with the business people. They sent an email to elected members and said there was some works taking place in the Remelton Road. The Remelton Road starts at the Crossview House in Letterkenny and goes the whole way to Remelton. I think they need to be more detailed. I think it wasn't by accident that they'd done this. They didn't tell any of the business people until the evening that they arrived and started the works. And it's no way for any contractor or any firm like Irish Water to carry out their works. And, you know, sometimes the council gets a lot of bad press for this, and I think the council needs to call in Irish Water now. We need to meet them as elected members. We need to tell them that we're not happy with their work practice, the practices that has taken place in the Joe Bonner Road now, and that's held up for a long time. They need to come clean and tell the public exactly what has went wrong there. There's a serious issue there. The work practice in Circular Road, that's been discussed here previously at meetings as well, that's not fully restored yet. We need to see that road complete and done properly as well. But I think the practice that they have undertaken over the last 12 months has done huge damage to Irish Water, and I never was a fan of it, but I'm very concerned about some of the practices that they have. And there's no accountability either with Irish Water, and that was always a problem. But I think there's an onus on them to come in to us as elected members and to sit down and explain the time frame that they have for restoring the Circular Road and for finishing off and telling us exactly what the problem is in the Joe Bonner Road, and indeed confirming to us that the practice that took place that affected the business people last week won't happen again either, because I think business people are the ratepayers. They're the bread and butter of the local authority of the town. They've suffered an awful lot through the COVID, haven't been closed for months, and to find that this happened then is just simply not good enough.
But they have been asked to come to numerous meetings in the past to be held accountable for different things, and they haven't turned up. What makes you think that they'll maybe come to the next meeting?
Well, you know, I suppose the only opportunity we have is keep raising it in the meetings. We're going to keep raising it, and we'll do whatever we have to do. If we're not getting enough answers here locally, then we might have to go to a national level with it, because it's no way to treat the taxpayers of this country, and it's no way to treat the local authority either, that the council finds themselves running about after the Irish Water contractors and their works, explaining to the public, and we're not going to stand for it here.